This is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jack Anderson. Our engineer today is Cliff Hargrove, and we are joined here by local five-piece Sun June. They're celebrating their new album, Years, coming out this Friday, and the release show is going to be this Thursday at Spider House. Well, I would love to start with a song. That's Young from local quintet Sun June. They're going to be celebrating their new full-length album, Years, this Friday, and they're also going to have a release show for that album, Years, this Thursday night at Spider House Ballroom, along with Julia Lucille and Daphne Tunes. The show is going to be at 8, and Sun June hits the stage at 11 p.m. Well, right now I'm chit-chatting with fronting vocalist and keyboard player Laura Caldwell. Laura, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just messed up the word today, so that's all right. But I'm doing pretty good in relation to everything else. For the uninitiated, back me up here with kind of the origin story of Sun June. I understand Terrence Malick might play a part in it somewhere in there.
He might. Well, I was working for him and his producers at the time here in Austin. And I met Steven here, who was also working there. And we formed a little band in the office, and we also had a friend, Will Patterson. He goes by the name Sleep Good. He was also there. So we all just like kind of were messing around, but we decided we should probably try and write some serious songs together. So Will helped us out with like our first set of demos, same with Dan Zizinski of Loma. And then through various circles, Will introduced us to Michael here on guitar, who he's just a great musician. Like, there's this big group of musicians from where they're from. So he joined the band, playing bass first and then guitar. And then Steven knew Justin, and Justin's been playing in other bands as well. So he knew what he was doing, so he hopped in. And then Sarah Schultz was also in that friend group, and she's a great drummer. So everything just kind of lined up, and we became a different project called Sun June.
So talk to me about the name real quick. Is there significance behind that, fun story behind that?
I think, and this might disappoint you, that it's just kind of from a Google spreadsheet list. And it turned out to, you know, we wanted some rules like, oh, maybe it could sound like a name and, you know, identify as like a person or something, but they just sounded nice together.
No, that's not disappointing at all. I love that right here. It's Sun June here in Studio 1A. So talk to me, how long was it before you solidified the group between then and then getting into the studio and recording this new album, Years?
I think it had been about 2 years total, a year and a half of us kind of playing together and arranging songs together. And then we got into the studio like a year ago.
Yeah, and then expand a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, about the decision to put it on tape.
I think that just came out of necessity, that we didn't have a lot of time to spend in the studio, a lot of money. Plus, we do really like that sound quality, something roomy and intimate about it. So I think it worked with our idea of like the sonics of the album, and it was easier.
So sonics aside from this new album, Years, talk to me a little bit about the lyrical themes. It's a kind of distance. It's not so much a breakup album. It's a we've been broken up for a while album.
Yeah, yeah. And that has to do with, like, I think just distance from any loss. So it can really be expanded to anything. I think we just write sad songs and we just want them to, like, stick in your head a little, so.
And on that note of writing sad songs, I saw that you listed yourself as, quote-unquote, regret pop.
Yeah, sorry, that should be the answer to it. That it just is something that we want you to remember.
Well, we got local regret pop quintet here, Sun June in Studio 1A. The new album is Years. I want to hear another song, but really quickly before I do, talk to me about this tour that you got coming up.
Yeah, so we're going to have our release show at Spider House here in Austin Thursday night, and then we're going to hit the road Saturday morning and travel up to El Paso and then through the desert and through California and up to Seattle, all the way back down and through the desert again. So it's going to be 2 weeks, so you can find all that information on our website, sunjunemusic.com, and also Keeled Scales, I think, has all that info. And all our various platforms. And then after that, we'll take a little break, and then we'll go up the East Coast in July. So the second half of July, we'll spend going up the country that way and back down to Austin. And then in the fall, we're going to go to Italy for a while. Sorry to laugh at that. I love Italy. And a couple shows in different cities in Europe. So just kind of a small thing.
Sun June here in Studio 1A. Well, Laura, what are we going to hear next?
We're playing Slow Rise 2, so thank you.
I'm with you right now.
Sun June here in Studio 1A. Their new album, Years, comes out Friday, and they're going to be enjoying their release show this Thursday night at Spider House Ballroom, along with Julia Lucille, Daphne Tunes, and the show starts at 8 p.m. Sun June will be taking the stage at 11 p.m. Well, I'm chit-chatting right now with fronting vocalist and keyboardist Laura Colwell. Laura, you kind of already went through this when you talked about your origin story, but would you mind, for the listeners at home, introducing your fellow bandmates?
Sure. My co-founder here, Steven Salisbury, on the guitar. And does some backup vocals, too, when he feels like it. We have Michael Bain, Bainy Boy, on lead guitar. And Justin Harris, old Bassy Boy, on the bass. Should be self-explanatory. Sarah Schultz on drums and backup vocals.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for having joined me here in Studio 1A on behalf of Sun June. So if people want to keep up with Sun June while you're on tour, where's the best place for them to go?
I guess our Instagram at Sun June Music and our Facebook, facebook.com/Sun June Music. Don't go to /Sun June because that's someone's actual Facebook page. And also our website, sunjunemusic.com. I think that's where we'll be most sociable.
Well, the group is Sun June. The new album is Years, and the release show is this Thursday at Spider House Ballroom. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for having joined us, and I cannot wait to have you back again.
Thank you so much.
That's going to wrap up the broadcast portion of this Studio 1A session, but you can find the full session online, including a song that they're going to record right after this, on our website, kutx.org, in the near future. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is led by Gabriel Perez, assisted by Nick Griffith and Eddie Gaspar, and our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. On behalf of KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, I'm Jack Anderson.